USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for former President Trump criticized the impeachment case against him as political theater. In a 78-page brief filed Monday, Trump's lawyer David Schoen and Bruce Castor argue that the case is unconstitutional because Trump is no longer in office and therefore it must be dismissed. Democrat Representative Katie Porter of California.
So one of the arguments that President Trump made is that, you know, he can't be subject to criminal prosecution. But that makes it all the more important that we use the tools the Constitution has provided.
The Senate trial begins Tuesday. Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida, and the FBI are looking for an unknown individual that attempted to hack the city of Oldsmar water treatment plant system. Officials said that an individual hacked a computer for the water treatment facility and increased the amount of lye and sodium hydroxide by more than 100 times the normal amount. Someone at the plant noticed the change and immediately fixed it. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Twitter wants to start charging users for their service. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten while it still claims less than 1% of the digital ad market globally. Company leaders may fill in investors on their ideas when it reports fourth quarter numbers on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter was founded in March of 2006. Anthony Sowell, a.k.a. the Cleveland Strangler, on death row for killing 11 women, died of natural causes in a prison hospital on Monday. He was sentenced in 2011. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New deportation rules by the Biden administration will be more of a welcome mat than a deterrent toward illegal immigration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that's expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
ICE deported about 186,000 people from the United States in 2020. That was down 30% over the previous year and the lowest number in more than a decade. In a continuation to further divide the makeup of American government, the U.S. Department of Justice, as soon as Tuesday, is expected to ask 56 attorneys appointed by former President Trump to submit their resignations. USA Radio News.